Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
all gone.
It's all gone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, you are live with Ms. Nadine Fry, God Survivors. We're on every Sunday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what we're going to be discussing, like we always talk about, you know, godly principles, which are based upon so many different aspects of life. But the two main ingredients that we want to talk about, you know, in the aspect of what we're doing is, one, for all of our new listeners, Ms. Nadine Fry is the world-acclaimed author of, she has three books, but the initial book, Only the Strong Survive, tells her story of adversity and coming to the saving knowledge of God, which she was a victim of physical and mental abuse, which allowed her to become very strengthened in the Word of God. Only the Strong Survive looks to be a monumental keystone in a lot of teachings to a lot of our young as well as our elderly who might experience a lot of the same things. Before we go any further, what I would like to do is just start this broadcast off with a word of prayer, and this is a serenity prayer. I will go ahead and start it here. I said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. Taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trust that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That tells us that it's all about God. Everything that happens in our life is for God to get the glory.
Amen.
For everything that I went through or the listeners have went through, it's for God to get the glory so that we can be trained and God can put us through school so we can go and witness to others and we can say, I know what you've been through because I've been through it. But you know what I think the problem is, James?
What's the problem?
We don't trust God.
All right.
We don't believe God's word. Mm. Because if we believe God's word, we wouldn't have to worry about anything.
You're right.
If we knew that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, if we believe that we can do all things, we wouldn't worry about anything.
That's right.
That one scripture, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
That's right.
Do we really believe that? Because if we believed it, we would have any worries.
That's right.
And once we get that it's all about God, my book is for forgiveness. The reason for my book is for everyone to know what I have gone through, that God took me through, was so that I could forgive.
That's right. That's right. Forgiveness is the key.
Forgiveness is the key.
Yes.
God forgave us.
That's right. And therefore, we have to forgive others. We have to forgive ourselves. So many lessons. So many lessons. In reading Only the Strong Survive, one walks away with the inspiration that if you can go through this and stand on your feet and be a willing advocate for God, then there's hope for all of us.
Exactly. He loves us all. So if he did it for me, he'll do it for everybody.
That is so true, and that is the inspiration that a lot of our young people as well as our elderly need. So many times this world will beat us up if we let it. The day-to-day worries of how we're going to make ends meet, things of that sort, has a tendency a lot of time to weigh us down. But just like you said in that initial scripture, if we truly believe that, then we wouldn't have a lot of the worries that we have right now.
Exactly right. We don't believe that God's going to do what he says he's going to do. Because if we did, we wouldn't be worrying. We would just keep praising him.
That's right.
And magnifying his name and letting everybody know, you know, I've gone through But I know it's a reason. I know God's going to turn it around for good.
That's right.
What? I don't know. Because if he told us everything, we would just mess it up.
That's right.
That's why we got to believe that God knows all. And you know, the strange thing about it is God, our Father, breathed into us and made us into his image. Can you imagine? He made us into his image. That's an honor.
That's right.
Everybody should feel good that God made us in his, the only one that's in his image.
That's right.
And then I read in Ephesians 2:10 where it said, God said, we are his masterpiece.
Mm.
Custom made, one of a kind. We have been chosen, created, and handpicked by God.
That's right.
And do you think God's going to go through all of this for us and not fulfill his word?
I think not. I think God put too much time and energy. Too much in us to forsake us. That is
to forsake us. So whatever we go through, we know he's going to bring us out.
That's right. That's right. He has to, and he will, and he always delivers. We, a lot of times, you know, even when we stumble and fall, we got to realize when we're stumbling and falling, we're falling right into his hand.
Exactly.
In his hand. He's not leaving us astray or alone. He's right there with us all, through all the good times and through all the bad times.
His hands are held out no matter what we do.
That's right.
All we got to do is hold on to his unchanging hands.
That's right. That's right. Again, so many, I've been getting a lot of emails and just different folks that have, you know, further enlightened me on how much of an inspiration Only the Strong Survive has been. So this is why it's so equally exciting about the most recent developments with the book becoming an actual motion picture. So many people will get an opportunity not only to see and hear, but actually, you know, just, you know, really get a very vivid picture of how God works in a lot of our lives. And this example is a message that is so needed. It's so needed at this time. It is so needed. When you pick up the newspaper, when you go on the internet, when you turn on the television, you hear about all these different things that are going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hear about all this adversity, all of these different struggles. And so when you can turn to something that will bring you right back to God as the answer, as the key, then I honestly feel that this is definitely a step in the right direction. So it's not about what the naysayers will say or what they will try to do or what they are trying to do or say. That doesn't even matter anymore.
It
all becomes worth it because God is being glorified. And when his name is being uplifted, the blessings aren't far behind.
Exactly. We need peace. You know, so much going on, you know, in the media and newspaper, like you said. Everyone needs peace so that we can get down to business, to God's business.
Right.
See, you know, the enemy come making us think we're supposed to be doing different things and going in different directions. He's trying to keep our minds on other things. We have to understand that's what he's about, keeping our minds on everything but God.
That's right.
So what we need now, we need peace so that we can get about God, witnessing God's business to others, and so that everyone can be led, because Jesus is getting ready to come.
That's right.
We can tell by the signs.
That's right.
Of the time. So what we got to do is recognize that enemy.
That's right.
And push him out the way. Go on. Stay into your word. And know that it's all about God. Whatever you went through, it's about God. It's not about us.
That's right.
Yes, we suffer, but did not his son suffer?
That's right.
So we have to still go on because it was for a reason. He suffered for a reason, for us to have peace, for us to be saved, for us to have a direct opening to God. We don't have to pray for hours anymore. All we have to do is get on our knees, and we are there directly talking to God because Jesus died on that cross for that. That is our opening. Through Jesus Christ, we have that opening.
That's right.
We can just talk now.
That's right.
And we're in the midst of God, so we just need peace. And that's what Only Strong Survive, the book is about, peace. We need peace.
That's right. Ultimate peace is exactly, that is the quest. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in live, you're live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. And we got a lot of new listeners on the air tonight, Miss Fry. So, so with the new listeners, if you will, could you kind of explain to them, when you say God Survivors, explain to them really what you mean by God Survivors.
We are all God Survivors because we're still here.
That's right.
We have survived everything that we've been through. All the heart pain and circumstances that we've been through, we're still here. So we are God's survivors. We were strong enough to survive whatever we went through.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. I mean, we're just understanding it from just that perspective. And for all the fans and listeners who've read the your book, they truly have a new level of understanding of what it means to truly be a God survivor. So much adversity that you went through in your life that you reflected, and only the strong survived. Was there any point during the course of the events that you went through where, just like we were saying at the beginning of the broadcast, there was a level of doubt? Did you ever have a weak moment? It's self-explanatory, but I want you to explain to the listeners, you know, how we overcome that. But explain in that, you know, in your weakest moment, how God was able to really strengthen you.
Well, the strength came from me reading when my husband was diagnosed with cancer and he was in and out of comatose. I was into the Word a lot, and I kept reading. That's how I talked to God. And I knew, because I got to the point where I learned that when different tests keep coming back to you, you're not passing the test. Anytime, just like in school, when you take a test and you fail, you have to take it over and over until you pass it. So I was failing the test. Everything that I had went through, I was, you know, like you say, I got weak in moments, and I was wondering, God, where are you? I know you're there, but where are you? Let me see you. Let me hear you. And I got to the point when I got into his word that God says, you know what? You have not passed my test. So when things start coming on me, I start praising him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of crying and, oh, Lord, where are you? I start praising God. When my son almost died, I went down to chapel, and I started praising him. I said, thank you, Lord, because I know what you're going to do. You're going to turn everything around for good.
That's right.
And that's when I passed the test. Because when you praise God, no matter what he does or allow in your life, he knows that, you know what? You passed. You know that I'm going to turn whatever this situation is, I'm going to turn it around for good. We don't know what the good is, but God knows. So once I got to that state where I could stop complaining and praising God anyway,
mm-hmm.
My husband was on his deathbed. My son on his deathbed, and I started praising God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when things turned around for me. And God, I said, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. That is inspiration, because we all have to come to that level of understanding of knowing that, you know, God doesn't fail. And his ways aren't necessarily always how we foresee it. But keep in mind, just like you just said, he's already got it figured out. He's already has justified everything.
Right, because I went upstairs after I came out the chapel, James, and I told the doctor, I said, you know what, my son's going to live. And he was like, it's no way he's going to live. I said, my son will live. And he walked away. And the next morning, Ray sat up in the bed.
Amen.
Now, if I had did the opposite, oh, Lord, where are you, and you're forsaking me, and you, I don't know what would happen. But once I got it and started praising God and started speaking it, because I know the Holy Spirit is inside of me, so I can speak anything into existence. And I went in that hospital room, and I prayed over my child, and I said, you're going to live. A couple hours later, he sat up in the bed saying he was hungry.
Amen. Amen.
I said, thank you.
All right. That just goes. That's oh,
that's right.
Awesome. That's right. That's right. Because when we know, it's one thing to know. It's another thing to act on the knowledge of what you know. And when it comes to God's word, when you have fed that spiritual part of yourself enough of that spiritual food where you can stand on it and believe in it and speak it, then, you know, God is going to do what he's designed to do. And
just remember that it's just a test. If every trial you go through, if you think about what I just say, it's just a test.
Mm-hmm.
if you remember that and just keep praising God, watch how you come out of it. God sits back and smiles and says, my child finally got it. It's just a test. If I allow anything to come upon you, it's because I know you're strong enough to handle it.
That's right.
Because, you know, in the book of Job, when Job went up to heaven, God said, Job, what are you doing? Job said, Satan,
mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Satan said, I'm running to and fro, trying to see who I can devour. God is the one that said, have you considered my servant Job?
That's right. It was God.
So then when he's allowing somebody to attack us, what's that mean? We're special. Because he knows no matter what we go through, we're not going to curse him and die.
That's right.
Because Satan didn't ask God. God told Satan, have you considered Job?
That's right. That's right. You have to understand that it was God that allowed that. So you got to understand, you know, hey, God will put your faith to the test. God will allow things to happen in order for you to come back to him.
He will. He'll say, go ahead and attack James. Because Satan, I know once you attack him, he's still going to praise me and he's still going to lift me up.
That's right.
So what Satan does, he goes and he knows, so he sees everything. So he knows exactly what's going to move. Mm-hmm. He'll say, okay, James loves his grandkids. Let me go do something to them so that James can curse me. And God will say, go ahead. Still, I'm going to send somebody to lift his spirits. See, that's how he works. And then James called Miss Nadine, and we pray.
That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a true – Nadine is telling a very true story. Just to let you guys know – early part of this week, just short testimony. My mother was going through a surgery, and you know, I'm doing the best I can to be, you know, strong for the family. And so, you know, my mother, she was real worried about it. You know, she was telling me all the do's and the don'ts, and what if this happens and that. You know, so you're trying as you know, as a sibling, you're trying. You know, this is your mother here, so you're like, okay, well, you know, you don't want anything to happen, but you're trying to encourage them that nothing's going to happen, you know, unless God wants it to. And as long as we understand that, you know, whether it does or it doesn't, remember that God's in control of it. So we embrace his plan either way it goes and stand on it. And in the midst of this, they called her in. We got to the hospital fairly early. Got everything situated up, and so I decided to go outside, and, you know, my nerves were getting a little to me, so I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and then the first thought that came to my mind was like, Lord, I need to pray. I need to pray because I'm feeling a little weak. I'm feeling a little apprehensive. I'm feeling, you know, a little anxiety. And so I called Miss Nadine, and Miss Nadine, out of her busy schedule, she stopped what she was doing, and we prayed. And listeners, I kid you not, we prayed, and in the very end of that prayer, I had got a phone call because I'm praying with over the phone. I got an uplifting. I right when we ended that prayer, it was the doctors calling me on the other side saying that your mother did well. She's great.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Right at the end of that prayer. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is this: nobody has to tell me that God is not in the healing business. He's not in the saving business. God, the God that I serve is a real God. And mm-hmm. and all I'm saying to you is, you know, I do a lot of things during the week. I make no bones about it. I'm still a work in progress. But what I am saying also in the same breath is that we all have to understand where we stand with our Lord and Savior.
Yes, yes.
We have to. Because that is so important. Because just like Ms. Fry is saying, God puts no more on you than what you can stand.
That's more than
what you can stand.
We're still here.
We're still here. We're all God's survivors. That is so true. Ms. Fry, we got a caller that's just
okay.
Just pressed one on the phone. So we're gonna see what the listeners want to talk about out there. Keep in mind, listeners, you can call us up at 347-934-0318. You can press one on the dial. We want to definitely hear from you, you know, find out, you know, from God's survivors out there what God has done. So let's see who we got on the air tonight. Caller number one, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God's survivors. Who we have on the line tonight?
Hi, Mrs. Fry. This is Sheila Kirby. How are you all doing tonight?
Hello. We're fine. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm just going to chime in and say that I'm definitely a witness in my own life. I'm a survivor. I've been through some things like each of us have.
Yes.
And I'm a survivor due to the grace of God. And
yes.
He's faithful. He's faithful. He brings us out every time.
Yes, he does.
And I thank God for your testimony and the sharing of your testimony and in the form of the book and here on the air, you know, as well, so that the masses can hear and be encouraged. Because, you know, the Word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And
so we truly share
the Lord's your testimony and being open and willing to share it so that others can be strengthened. One comment you had made just a little while ago was about how our faith is tested and that, you know, through God's love and his power, we overcome and if we stay focused on the word of God, because what the word says is true. Any of the circumstances, I've learned and am learning that the circumstances that come up against us, that's what the lie is, that the enemy always wants to tell, you know, about the different things. It's a lie to get us off the truth. But if we keep our mind on the word, just like you were saying, that we are reassured of what the truth is. And that's what we can stand because God is faithful.
That's right.
So, you know, we thank the Lord for that. And again, when you're talking about the test and the teacher, God knows that he's already taught us his truth and what the correct answers are in his word.
Exactly.
So that when he tests us, that he wants us to come forth as pure gold, you know?
Yes.
I thank God for the sharing and for your testimony.
Yes. Amen. You're right. And Sheila, what I was saying earlier is we just got to believe God. We don't believe his word. If we believed his word, we would not worry about anything.
That's right.
But we don't believe it because we're worrying. We don't worry. If you believe somebody, why would you worry about it?
That's right.
We need to stay into his word and let God talk to him. You are so right.
That's right. Definitely, Sheila, we appreciate you calling in with definitely those words of encouragement. So many times, you're right, we have to understand that God is the author, and he has already given us the entire story from beginning to end of how his whole plan is going to go.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in.
Yes, we do. We appreciate
you listening. And so we can't wait to see you. Man, you know, with Nadine's first book, Becoming a Motion Picture, man, we can't wait to see you at the screen opening.
Oh, definitely. I will be there.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
All righty. Thank you all here. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Be blessed.
All right. You too.
Okay. Definitely. So many people agree, so many listeners agree that, you know, it's so much that that needs to be shared, which also brings another question. In the level of the adversity between the physical and mental abuse that you went through with all the different things that you faced, there's a level of progression that, you know, I'm going to be honest, I read the book like 3 times. I went back and read it over again, and I noticed there was a level of progression. It seemed like when you overcome one set of obstacles, there was another set of obstacles that came about, and there were certain things you would always come back to. And I took it and I went further with it and realized that and you can further enlighten the listeners as well as myself on this in your own words. When you pass an initial trial and tribulation and struggle, and it prepares you for the next, what type of mind frame should you, from what you experienced, you know, from then to now, what advice would you give our listeners as they prepare for the next trial and tribulation and struggle that they're going through?
Well, I stayed in my word, but I can't stay around people that know how to pray. You know, because sometimes we can't pray for ourselves for some reason. I think maybe when we pray for ourselves, we have doubt that it's really reaching God. because of the things we know that's happening on the inside of us, you know, things we are doing, sometimes we feel unworthy, which is not true, but sometimes we feel that way. Or sometimes when God don't come to us when we want him, we think he hasn't heard us. But sometimes we have to realize when we don't hear from God, sometimes the answer is no.
Okay.
Sometimes the answer is no. But what we should do is stay around people that can pray.
Amen.
Because, see, sometimes you can go to a person, a Christian person, and they can pray and it happen immediately. Why? Because they have passed all the tests and they got that connection. You know what I'm saying? Not that God hasn't heard you, but they might be the person that can really get to God. Because, you know, a lot of times we, our kids are blessed because of our prayers.
Amen. I believe that.
You know that. The things that some of our kids do, you say, Lord, I just pray that you don't let anything happen to them. That's because we're praying for them. A lot of people are being saved because of other people praying for them.
That's right. That's right. I'm a firm believer in that, and I know this for a fact. I know I have always had a praying grandmother. Out there being a knucklehead and a young man doing what I do, my grandmother stayed in the prayer closet. So
That's right. You out there doing everything you're doing. Your grandmother sending that protection angel to camp around you. And see, God will bless your children and your children's children because of things you've done.
Right.
See, by you living upright, you can bless your whole household.
Right.
But see, that's how he did with Abraham. He blessed everybody just because of that one person.
That's right.
So when obstacles come our way, when we're struggling and we're saying, oh, Lord, what's happened? You're not answering. Find somebody that can pray for you and uplift your spirit. Stay around people that bring you down. You don't need nobody to bring you down. When you're going through obstacles, you need somebody to help lift you up.
That's right.
Because sometimes people, they're not for you.
That's right.
They don't want you to be uplifted. They want you to feel down and out. They're speaking things over you. That is a form of abuse. When people are speaking over you saying you can't do this and you won't do this, that's abuse.
That's right.
They're abusing your mind. They're keeping you down. Find people that when you walk out from their presence, you feel good about yourself.
That's right.
That's how you know they're of God. No Christian will, when you leave them, you'll feel down and out.
That's
You're supposed to feel a lot better.
That's right. Not worse. That's right.
Not worse.
That's right. That's
so I always had even as a child, I had like an old person's mind. I would always go around older people and ask them. I would go to the next door neighbor's house, Miss Magnolia. I never forget her. I used to stay over Miss Magnolia's house talking to her about things. And she would just tell me spiritual things. I felt so good.
And that is so key. So definitely for all of our listeners, we definitely want to inquire that. That knowledge and being around people who stay prayed up, people who can lift you up, because trust me, as the day to day goes by and the week to week and obstacles and trials and tribulations come, you want to be around folks who are where they need to be with their relationship with God, so they can uplift and uphold and encourage, and also be in the same position to do the same. I know one thing that has helped me a lot in just what I've read from your book as well as from a lot of scripture is that a lot of times when I'm going through certain things and I try to set aside what I'm doing, what I'm personally going through to help others, to speak positiveness to others, to encourage others, because I found out in my older life, that's how a lot of the blessings come about. When you know that God has basically taken care of what you were thinking about or what was troubling you, and you can set that aside to go further encourage someone else.
That's right.
It's very key. And trust me, I mean, it's sometimes it's hard. It's hard sometimes when your plate is full, but as you continue to build and eat that spiritual food, it becomes easier. It becomes easier because God has written a plan and a purpose, you know, and for every adversity that you're going to face in life, God has written it in his book of what to say and what to do.
That's right. Because, you know, when Jesus was fasting in the Bible, Satan even went to him.
That's right.
He know who Jesus was.
That's right.
But he still went to him.
Right.
Tell him what he could have if he eat this bread. And Jesus said, it is written. Jesus went to the Word.
That's right.
So that's how you have to go to him with that word.
You have to attack the enemy with that word. You have to. But that was definitely a question on a lot of our, you know, the listeners' mind in terms of the mindset you would have to have. With all that has been done in your life as a result of this book, what is one of the most recent, I guess I could say testimonies or blessings that has come from applying a lot of what you learned from Only the Strong Survive into just helping others?
What a recent blessing that I've gotten?
Or a recent, something that from what helped spreading the word and the lessons that you've learned, that you reflect about in Only the Strong Survives, what has been maybe some of your most recent groundbreaking or acknowledgments, blessings, or whatever that has come forward from you really pushing and pursuing furthering the spreading of this this book?
Well, the movie is a blessing to me.
Amen.
But not just the movie. I'm getting healed. I'm healed by the thing. You know, before I started writing my book, and like I put in the book, I had fibromyalgia. I say had because I don't have those symptoms anymore.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have them. You know, I used to couldn't hardly get up out the bed. I used to have to take my hands and lift my legs to get out the bed from that fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I have stopped taking all the medicines I used to take.
Amen.
And I've noticed that I'm able to walk and talk now without the medicine.
Amen.
So that is a blessing in itself. God is allowing me to get a healing because he did tell me that if I get all this hurt out, that my body would be healed. So I feel 100% better now that I've gotten everything out. And because, see, when we hold things in, we get sick.
Mm.
I feel better now. I even have people say, you look better now. I have more peace now because it's out. It's over.
Amen.
And then, you know, my book hasn't even been out a year. Mm. And then I'm on the verge of getting three movies, I hope.
Amen. Well, hey, if God has anything to do with what he does, he's going to do everything that needs to be done and then some. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. So many times, you know, as listeners, we need to hear more about inspiration of this magnitude. We talk a lot about physical and mental abuse and how as society it's being, you know, we've grown accustomed to not talking about these things. We talked a lot about that in last week's broadcast about, you know, just a lot of things that has kind of gotten out of control that we have to come back to. With that, in your own words, what would you say, you know, with all of the people that have faced a level of physical or mental abuse or maybe in that situation right now, what would you say? Well, I'm going to say it this way. What would you say to our listeners or anyone in general that may be presently going through a lot of what you went through in Only the Strong Survive? What would be, you know, your words to them tonight?
Well, like I said, we are going through what we're going through because God wants us to be a testimony, to be able to witness to others. And he wants us to experience that. He wants us to, everything that we've gone through, he wants us to walk up to somebody and say, I went through what you've gone through. Now, let me tell you how I got out of it.
Amen.
Because if you approach someone and they're down and out about something and you've gone through that very same experience, they're going to listen to you.
That's right.
But when you tell somebody, oh, I know what you're going through, but I've never been through that, you don't want to hear that.
That's right.
You want to talk to someone that's been through what you've been through. So you can say, okay, well, tell me what to do. What can I do? And like I'm telling everybody, I stayed in my word.
Mm-hmm.
Because the older people was telling me that. I noticed you sad all the time. Baby, you're crying all the time. Go get into your, you go to Sunday school, go get into your word, start reading. And then know that it's God's plan. That everything that happened, God knew about it before we were even born.
That's right.
It's in his plan. He took us in those directions to get where he wants us at today.
Right.
If I hadn't went through what I've gone through, I wouldn't be here talking tonight.
That's right.
I wouldn't be experienced enough. How could I tell you about abuse if I hadn't been through abuse?
That's right.
How can I stand here and say that I had a son born with cerebral palsy and I can talk to handicapped parents and tell them to stay encouraged because the doctors don't have the final say?
Amen.
How can I tell them that unless it happened to me?
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
It's because God, I went through it because God wanted me to be able to talk to others and witness to others and tell them I went through what you went through. It's going to be all right.
That's right.
And another thing I want everybody to know, it's not your fault. It was about God. You was put in that situation not because of yourself. You was put in that situation because God ordained it to happen for somebody else. See, everything that happens to us, that's given to us, is for somebody else. It's not for us.
Amen.
Any financial gifts you get, it's for somebody else. And then God will bless somebody else financially to help you.
Amen.
But see, God so loved the world that he gave.
His own.
The first thing he did was gave, right, James?
That's right. It's the first thing he did. He gave.
So he gave his son for us. So whatever happens to us, we have to give it to somebody else. Even though I was abused, I have to take that experience and give it to somebody else to help them get out of that situation.
That's right.
We're going to do God. See, it's part of our assignment. This was my assignment. Everybody have a different assignment. And this was my assignment, abuse. Now, what everybody else's assignment is something different, but that's the assignment that you have.
Amen.
And it stays on your mind, and you worry about it, and you think about it all the time because God wants you to. And until you do what God wants you to do, you're going to stay worried and burdened down about it. Now I'm free. I feel peaceful because I have done my assignment.
That's right. That's right, and that is so key. Ms. Fry, we got a couple more callers that are definitely chiming
okay.
in.
Okay.
So, hey,
all right.
That's right. We got to get out. We got to find out what our assignments are, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
And we got to stand on it. I'm going to take another caller. Let's see who else we got on the air here tonight. Let's see. Caller number two. Hello. You are live with Ms. Nadine Fry. Who we got on the air tonight?
Hi, this is Keena. How are you doing?
Hi, Keena.
Hey, Keena.
We're doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Blessed and highly favored in the Lord. I was sitting
here listening.
And the last time I was in the spirit that I called, and I was talking about just how much Nadine has helped me, you know, because until, you know, like I said before, you know, my first marriage, I was abused for 20 years. And I met Nadine, and she was able to tell me that she had went through it. And I'm like, oh, my God, somebody else had went through what I had, you know, the beating, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse. That, you know, when she came to me and we talked, it just helped me out a lot. Because, like you said, how can somebody come to me and tell me if you've never been through what I've been through?
That's right.
That's right.
So, you know.
That's right.
You know, just listening. And I know it's quite a few people out there listening and have things on their mind. So I'm not going to take too much time, but I just want to tell you thank you. And thank you for your book.
We want to know some of the things that happened to you, Keena.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way we can be healed is to talk about it. Get it out.
That's right. That's right.
Well, with my first husband. And I, you know, like we say, we go through things and we, like, fall ourselves for it. And I stayed into it a long time because I do have faith and I do believe in God. And I say, well, you know, I knew God was going to change my life. I just didn't know when. And one of the things I've been through, you know, I've been beat by my husband, my first husband, shot at, and knife through my throat.
Oh my goodness.
Put out the car. If I had anybody that was there, if he didn't like certain food that I cooked, he would take it and he would throw it out the door.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's just like, you know, and I just wanted to get out of it. And the last beating when he tried to kill me, I was just like, I prayed to God, I said, God, please just come and take me home. I just can't deal with it, you know, because I'm just keep praying to God. And I'm like, well, God, if you're not going to change this man, just take me home to be with you. And God has something else in mind for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
and now you're able to witness to others.
That's right.
Yes, I'm able to witness to others and tell them, you know, what I've been through. And they'd be like, what? You? Yes, me. And it's a lot
That's
of us.
Right.
And when I hear y'all say God survivors, I am one of God's survivors. I
yes.
should have been
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God has a plan for me.
Right.
You know.
That's how we got to see
that
you are God's
plan,
survivors.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. So,
that's
you know,
right.
Hey, we are all God's survivors.
We are all God's
yes,
survivors.
I am.
So,
I take pride in saying I'm God's survivor.
That's right.
I take pride in it.
All right.
Thank you, Keena.
Thank you, Keena. Look, we
Thank
are so blessed
you.
To definitely have you calling in. You are right. You are definitely God's survivors, and he
yes.
has definitely got a plan for you.
Yes.
Definitely.
He does.
Definitely. We
yes.
appreciate you calling
he
in.
He carried me through it. He carried me through it. And, you know,
that's
it wasn't
right.
me. He cared me. Everybody want to know how they got over that hump. He cared.
There you go.
They ain't your footprints, you see. That's Jesus' footprint.
Okay. Amen. There you go.
Know.
We got to know it. That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a good testimony.
Good
blood.
Testimony. That's right.
Covered by the blood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome.
Yes. Covered by the blood.
That's right.
Thank y'all for letting me call in.
Oh, this is thank you for calling. This is what we're here for now. That's what it's about. We appreciate you, Kim.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
I'm telling you, hey, this is what it's about.
This is good. I like them just talking. I can listen.
Okay, that's what it's about. That's what
she's proud to be God's survivor.
That's right. You got to be proud to be God's survivor. You got to understand. He
picked you to be one of his survivors.
That's right.
You were strong enough to handle
it. Well, I tell you what, she's got me excited.
I'm telling you.
She's got me all the way excited.
We can have church right here.
Hey, yeah, we can.
Proud to be a survivor. That's the first time I heard that one.
Hey, that's okay. Well, look, we got another call on there, so I'm going to take
all
the next caller. We gonna keep them going. Let's see who else we got out there. Caller number three, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God's Survivors. Who we got on the air tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How my people doing?
Hey.
All right.
Oh, I just love that by Kenya. I really did love that. This is Cheryl. What's up?
Hey,
Nadine, what's up, my dolly?
God is what's up, boo.
Oh, that's right. You know, as I was listening to her, God, you know, it came to me. You know, we was predestinated to be God's elect. And the reason why we are going through and the reason why we made it through because God had chose us to be his elect while we were going through. Our purpose was
That's right.
Our purpose was really to take up that cross and follow him.
That's
See, we
right.
didn't even know cross was going to mean. We didn't even know what it was going to take up. We didn't even know what that cross was going to do to us. And so we got to look at it this way. It's a cross. It does, we're paying a price. We don't even know what kind of price we're paying. But at the end, the price is going to be worth it because it's Jesus' cross that we are taking up. And whatever we endure, whatever we got to go through, regardless of the fact, he is right there for us. He said, I never leave you, nor seed your seed bag of bread. So God has so much mercy, and he has forgiven us. But the thing about it is, we have to forgive ourselves in the midst of our battles, in the midst of our trials, because he's able. He's able to do anything.
Yeah,
that's right.
We just got to be believers. God, when he said, I got a plan for you, he said, I'm going to make that plan come to pass. That plan was to get you to your destination that you needed to get to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because
that's
I had to get to that. I didn't even know what I was going to do. But I got one night, I just started praying. God, get me out of this situation. Get me out of this situation. 7 years bound. Just chained, locked up, tied up. Oh, my God, have mercy on my soul, because that's
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right.
Mercy on my soul. So you know what? And when God turn around and you start talking to God, God hears every word, every prayer, everything you are
yes.
saying.
That's right.
My
yes.
God, you might endure life. You might not know who to talk to. You might turn to the left, might turn to the right. But God got your back, baby doll. Don't you commit
yes.
no. You hear me? Don't you shoot up no needle in your arm. You hear me? Listen to me out there. You stop, hallelujah. You stop right there and say, God, save me. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Because you don't know what cross that you have to take up. You don't know what kind of cross that you might have to bear. But whatever that cross may be, Jesus did it for a front. And not only that, he got his angels lined up. I hope I'm helping somebody on tonight. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Never got me what
helping
he got
somebody.
Me for. Allow me to get through and go through what I had to go through, because he is real. He is real, y'all. He is so
yes.
real. Thank God for Nadine Fry. Hallelujah. I thank God for she got her whole armor and breastplate of righteousness on. And I thank you. Don't you take down, Nadine. You keep on standing. Hallelujah. You keep on.
I will.
Hallelujah.
I
thank
will.
You. Stand of God. Stand
thank
you. You just keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. See, we don't know how many people we happen to be delivered. We don't know how many people are going to come out of that mess. We don't know how many people are going to change. Oh, God, but y'all are doing it. You're doing it. Hallelujah.
Thank
I
you.
Just thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hey,
this,
it's all right.
It's all right. That's all right.
I love this program.
Hey,
love you too. Hey, this is what it's about. For all y'all who are tuning in live, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God's Survivor.
Glory, glory.
Well, we got Cheryl is on fire. That's what it's about. Well, Miss Nadine Fry, you know how they say at church, well, we're gonna go to the choir right now.
I got God Survivors. We're getting ready.
Tonight. That's right. Well, look, we're going to let Miss Jessica Young take us on. The song is called Covered by His Blood.
Yes.
And after that, we're going to come back with more Live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Jesus.
I'm covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by His blood. Oh, I'm covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. Oh, and though I sin along the way, for short every day, I'm covered by His blood.
I'm covered by His blood.
Through the blood of the Lamb. Give all praises to our King for His blood He shed for us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise Your name, Jesus. His blood. Oh, I am covered by God. I thank You for the blood. Yes, I do, God. If it wasn't for his blood, where would we be? Oh, where would we be? And we fall short. Oh, but we are still my thoughts not always right. My heart's not always clean. That's why I need his blood to cover me. It covers my mind. It searches my heart and cleanses all of me, because I am his child.
It could be high or very low.
I'm covered by His blood.
Amen.
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 Covered by His blood.
That's right.
You know, Luke 18:9 says, faith in the blood, knowing what the blood has done for your life.
Hmm. Wow.
Covered.
Covered by His blood. That is, when Christ laid it down on the cross, everything was done.
Everything.
Everything was done.
He said, it is finished.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of our God survivors that are out there tonight have to know this. They have to know this. Again, so much that we hear about, that we read about, that we see, that we witness, we have to understand that it is so important that everyone develops their personal relationship with their Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. because you might never know who you may be able to encourage and help. And you may be the closest thing to God that they can get to at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say it's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little full here, just realizing that, again, so many people that are out there listening, tuning in, a lot of great work is being done. And Ms. Nadine, we appreciate you coming forward with Only the Strong Survive. We appreciate all that God has given you to give back to the world. And I know God survivors, they will continue this message.
Thank you so much, James.
I'm telling you, it's becoming more and more clear. The more we do this broadcast, the more we reach out to other people, just really where God is gravitating and pulling all this to. Just to kind of give our listeners an idea, we just came up with a broadcast, previous broadcast with Reverend J.J. Choi, with Reverend Lee, who had a congregation of over 1 million that were listening tonight. And they were talking about the exact same thing. We have to change our mind about who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change our mind about who we think God is, and coming to the conclusion of who, you know, when you know who God is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Going back to what you were saying at the beginning of the broadcast, a lot of the doubt comes when we know His word, but sometimes we don't believe it wholeheartedly like we should. And you know, every obstacle and every trial and tribulation that we go through is meant to be a test to sharpen us, to bring us closer to Him, to know how to pray, to know how to stand still.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things were meant to be a level of guidance to us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we put your book and all the lessons that it teaches right up there with that, and because it steers us directly back into the mindset of we need to focus not on ourselves and what's going on, but we need to put our focus on God for
mm-hmm.
Him to deliver us. Christ paid that price on the cross in order for us to be delivered.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you notice in Only Strong Survive, I didn't put no one in jail.
That's right.
Because I knew that God said, vengeance is mine.
Says the Lord.
I was at a level to know that. I had fear that no one would believe me too, but I could have had everyone arrested.
You're right.
And who? I'm the only one here.
That's right.
They're all gone. I'm here.
That's right.
Why? Because I knew God would take care of the situation.
That's right. He always do.
He always do. But what I want everyone to do is to, we are still, in a way, abusing our bodies when we be burdened down with all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you keep all that locked up inside of you about being abused, it's so many types of abuse.
That's right.
And we keep it all inside of us. So that's hurting the temple, with the temple of the Holy Spirit. stripped all that burden down with not having enough faith to release it, we're still abusing our own bodies. Because we don't have any peace. And all God is simple. The Bible is our peace. The basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what Bible stands for.
That's right.
Go to the Word and read. If it's just one scripture a day.
That's right.
And get it out. Go to somebody and talk about it.
That's right.
You feel much better. I know everybody that's listening has to feel so much better tonight.
That's right.
Because we're talking about it.
That's right.
And we have an example of only strong divine. That little girl from the age of 4 or 5 years old went through all of that all of her life and still standing.
That's right.
Happy with the joy of the Lord, talking to everybody.
That's right.
When you see me, I'm smiling. Right. A lot of people say, all that you went through, how are you still smiling? Because I know that I know that I know.
All right.
That God is taking care of everything.
Amen. That's right.
And when I stand before you, he's going to say, well done.
All right. That's right.
That's why I smile.
That's right. That's right. We all have to understand that we have to count it all joy.
We have
to count it all joy. You know, physical and mental abuse is making a lot of headlines recently. It's been making headlines for a while, but in just recent light of all the different things that have happened and that are continuing to happen, we realize that it all comes down to understanding this from so different perspectives so we can, you know how to put that full armor of God on and protect ourselves as well as our loved ones. And with that being said, going past a certain level of what when you talk to the norm to people on, you know, in the norm, when you mention physical and mental abuse, they're thinking of it from a child's perspective, you know, in that capacity. But there's, just like you just said, it happens on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we have some listeners that are on the air tonight that are tuning in that have, you know, recently made, you know, certain comments and questions. On the level of abuse, we want to also encourage the listeners, now is not the time not to say anything.
That's right.
Now is not the time to simply say that, yes, it happens to everyone, so okay, it's okay. Understand this message. On this show, Live with Ms. Nadine for Our God Survivors, Ms. Nadine is a standing, living, breathing testimony that God does deliver.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In order for us not only to know that we can come through this, but if we embrace the problem itself in such a way and be aware of it in such a way, we can actually prevent a lot of these things. We, you know, but it's only one person can't do it alone. We only ask that, you know, for the sake of a better word or lack of a useful better word, we only want to encourage the listeners just to understand and know that everyone here that's a part of this broadcast wants to help. We want to encourage. We want to help strengthen. We want you to know that you are not alone and that if you have not found a way to express yourself or someone to talk to, you have the ability to do that here. You have the ability to do that here. Interventions are being put together in place. As the up-and-coming movie is being developed and everything else is being put in play, intervention programs are being put together. And if you want more information, you can simply reach us with a simple email, which, you know, you can send all emails to spellbound47@yahoo.com. You can also call the toll-free number, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. We just want to make sure that everyone understands that we want this message to continue and we want more of God's survivors to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to really do that. And Ms. Fry, I'll open the floor for you to definitely add to that.
Well, I want them to know that, like I said before, that it's part of their assignment. And until they're not going to be at rest or peace until they finish the assignment. because we go home with the Lord, we want God to say, like I said, well done. What is your assignment? What area of abuse did you go through? That's the assignment that you have. You have to help somebody that's going through that same circumstance.
That's right.
And when you stop thinking about the past, because if you're not strong enough to conquer the past, try not to think about it, because wherever your mind go, remember, your feelings follow.
Amen.
When you think about good things, you're going to feel good. When you start thinking about bad things, you're going to start feeling bad.
Right.
Anything you think about is the way you're going to feel. So if you start thinking about the past and you're not able to come out and talk about it and get it out, you need to stay into something good, like that word. Or stay around people that's uplifting, like tonight. I know everybody's uplifted tonight because we're all feeling good in the spirit.
Amen. That's right.
And we're giving each other strength.
That's right.
So you have to come out and talk about it and get it out. Ask somebody, what should you do next?
That's right.
What can you do to help somebody else? It could be somebody on the line right now that is the last person they hear is me and James' voice.
Mm-hmm.
They can be getting ready to go commit suicide or just end it all. They might not be strong enough to handle it.
Right.
And with just your voice on the line telling them what you went through could help that person say, put that gun down or put them pills down.
Right.
You could be helping somebody right on the air.
That's right. That's right.
We just don't know. We could be the last voice that they hear.
Exactly.
And we don't want to get to heaven and God say, you see, you know, we don't know who the people are once we get to heaven. We're going to know everything.
That's right.
We're going to know everything. And I don't want God to say, you have not finished your assignment. You can't make it in.
Amen.
So we need to talk about it. We welcome your call.
That's right. We welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. We welcome your concerns. Again, so much work needs to be done. So many people out there are hurting. You know, like I said, we talked statistics last week, and we talked about the number of people, you know, who actually know who God is from a textual standpoint. These numbers and these statistics were only meant to be a reflection of really the barometer of us as a people and as a culture. Where we are, I'm learning every day that there are a lot of different cultures, but at the same token, there's only one God.
Yes.
And he speaks to his creation in various ways, but his plan is universal.
Yeah.
And he did not mean for us, you know, to live a life of struggle, stress, and strife without coming back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being, you know, the universal level of text and knowledge, we want people to continue to seek, continue to ask, continue to search, continue to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to pray.
Continue to pray.
You know, prayer is the key. One thing I learned with just reading Only the Strong Survive, you did a lot of praying, Ms. Fry.
Yeah, that's all. I didn't have anybody else to turn to but God. And I guess that's, he allowed me to get in that circumstances for that reason. I had no one else to turn to. No one around me wanted to listen to me.
Yeah.
And the ones that I went to, they would say, let's not talk about it. Don't talk about it. My sister would say, just hush, don't talk about it. If you don't talk about it, it'll go away. But it never went away.
Mm-hmm.
It never went away. I had to start talking.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you are definitely helping a lot of our listeners tonight with that very same thing.
And then, too, you know what, James? I didn't want to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew some of the things that I went through. I knew if I had said something, I might hurt. I didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And especially my sisters and brothers, I love my sisters and brothers more than I even love myself because I want them to have so much and be so much. But I knew one thing I could have said could hurt them or make them feel that they were the same way, and I didn't want them to feel that way.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
But God had to get me to the level to know that you're not even trusting me to know that I will take care of them.
Amen.
And if they know how you are, they know you did it for them.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so that is so key. Everyone has to come to the saving knowledge of who God is and lean on that faith and stand on that faith. All the great men and women of the Bible, all when they were called and they understood what they was being called for, you know, in order to do, they stood on it with an unrelentless faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but keep in mind, in the stories that we read about these great men and women that were called by God, they all had to go through these tests.
Mm-hmm.
They all had to remember, they had to complete the previous assignment in order to be brought into the next assignment.
Exactly.
And that is so key. It is, you know, our lives are in God's hand. And trust me, even when we stumble and fall, we're not falling out of his hand. We're simply falling right back into his hand.
That's right. You know, Jesus' own disciples had turned against him. They walked with him, ate with him.
That's right.
And still had the fear in them. I just couldn't understand that. They still had fear.
Yeah. You know, but that just goes to show you how in a level of creation that we are. You know, God is so omnipresent and omnipotent that when he moves in a way that's undeniable, then you have that unshakable faith. And keep in mind, when you was going through a lot of the trials and tribulations, we always have a tendency, this is what I've learned in my short walk, that God has a tendency a lot of times to have me redefine my lowest moment. I always say, well, Lord, I don't know where I can go from here, you know, but trust me, he has a tendency to not only save you, but to have you evaluate exactly where you are with him. But yet it's meant to bring about his glorification, because guess what? When all these things come against you, when he pulls you out of it, you have another notch in your belt. You have another trophy case, like David in his trophy case. You know, when, you know, one of the stories that is a great inspiration to me is with King David. You know, when all of his soldiers left him, you know, with all these battles that they watched David win through the hand of God and this, that, and the other, David, when he fought this last, you know, one particular battle where, you know, when he was away, the enemy snuck in and took the wife and the kids and everything else, and everybody was now turning against him because of his favoritism with God. And so what David had to do was David had to go into his tent and look at that, you know, look at that lion's head and look at all of those things that God has led him through. And David had to encourage himself.
Exactly. That's what you have to do. Encourage yourself sometimes.
Sometimes you have to not only, you know, go to others for encouragement, but you have to look at what God has done with your life at that very moment, from that lowest point that you had previously to now. And if God can deliver you from that, he can definitely deliver you from this.
My pastor said, it's strange you said that. My pastor said, you have to speak to yourself. He said, go in your room and start talking to yourself. Tell yourself, you know, I can do all things through Christ. And, you know, talk to yourself. Sometimes you have to speak over yourself.
You have to.
But see, if you hear it, maybe, you know, it'll whoop you up. Like, sometimes I get, you know, down. I want everything to happen right now. That's what I want everything to happen right now.
I think we're all like that, yeah.
Right now, I just can't wait. But see, God is seeing everything, the whole picture, see. He's seeing what's going to happen when it happens and the consequences after that. But we only want it right this minute. We ain't looking in the long run what can happen.
That's right.
But see, God is just steady, patient, and waiting. But we don't have it. I want everything to happen right now. So I have to talk to myself and say, I got to wait on God.
Yeah.
I have to wait on God.
Exactly. You're preaching to the choir on that one, because I am the most impatient person I know.
Boy, I know. I hear you talking a lot.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
It's okay.
So just start talking to yourself.
Hey, that's what you
see. What you got to say, God's time is not our time.
That's right.
Because whatever you're asking for, see, God has prepared all of that. But it's somebody else he got to prepare to now before he bring that to pass for you.
That's right. That's right.
So, see, that's how God is doing things. You know, God, you know, like in the Bible, a lot of people say, well, God, he don't change his mind. I don't want to hear that God don't change his mind. Because when they went to Sodom and Gomorrah, God kept changing the number. Remember that?
Mm.
He went down to 10 people.
That's right.
He changed them. And Lot, they was asking God, well, God, if I find 10 people, 9 people, they kept. God said, well, if you find 10, I'll save it. Mm. See, God has changed his mind.
That's
if
right.
If you live upright and you go to God, he will change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses, you know, he really wanted to, Moses just got out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, you know, Moses was, hey, you know, you know what, Moses reminds me a lot of, you know, I had a friend of mine that was like that, you know, was, oh, he, on one side, I'm not going to say he was double-minded, but it was like sometimes it was like, you know, set out to do one thing, and then in the midst of doing one thing, he totally does another.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Moses, and, you know, even when God told him beforehand all the stuff that he wanted him to do, you know, it wasn't until Moses got it in his head that, okay, I got no win with God. You know, I'm telling him I'm not good at speech. I'm not good at tongue. I think you got the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
mm-hmm.
just do this, and mm-hmm. then I'll be okay. See, God's going to pull you out of your comfort zone. It's not.
That's what he do. He always do that.
He's going to pull you out your comfort zone. He said, now I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do and then some. But
see, it was all about obedience.
Okay.
God even told Moses that Pharaoh's heart was going to be hardened.
That's right.
See, God knew that. Moses knew that. God told Moses exactly what was going to happen. Pharaoh's heart was going to be hardened.
Mm-hmm.
What God was looking at was Moses going to be obedient enough to do what I tell you.
That's right.
No matter what's going to happen, do what I tell you and let me handle the rest.
That's right.
And all those times that Moses went to Pharaoh, Moses knew Pharaoh was going to say no, but he still did what God told him.
That's right.
So since he didn't think he could talk, he stuttered. Mm. Then God gave him his brother and let Aaron go with him.
That's right.
And speak for him.
That's right.
And then Aaron was the one that came against him with the calf, and all, and Aaron didn't even believe.
That's right.
So it was just, the Bible is really interesting if you get into it.
Oh, yeah, but it's filled with life stories, and they're meant to be examples of what to do and what not to do.
And you know, God didn't even, the thing about God is he's awesome.
Yeah.
Because Moses wanted more from God. He wanted God to say more stuff like, who should I say you are? Like, God was saying, I have to prove myself to you and nobody else.
That's
just
right.
Tell them I am that I am.
That's right. And that's all they need to know.
All they need to know, I am that I am. They don't need to know any names. Just tell them that. And Moses would just say, I am that I am.
Yeah, exactly. See, but that's what I mean. It's like,
I don't have to prove myself to nobody. I am that I am.
That's right. He's got because he has it already worked out. You know, our listeners, you know, if they have not had a chance to get the copy of the book On the Storms of God, one thing you're going to learn is that God constantly delivers. Even when we doubt, even when we give up, even when we just think there is no hope, God has already ordered those steps and ordained everything to happen according to his will and his plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the quicker we realize that, okay, well, if he's already ordained it and it's already going to happen according to his will, I know he can't fail. Well, I know his plan is perfect. So all I need to do is just get in alignment with what's happening. I need to get in alignment with what he wants me to do. If God is asking me to do something, and trust me, a lot of folks will say, you know, I hear this a lot too. It's like, well, I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know what he wants me to say. But you kind of have to slow down for a second and realize there are things that he's doing in your life that you can't quite understand why they
mm-hmm.
may be happening
mm-hmm.
or might not be happening. You know, I hear a lot of young men, like, you know, outside of what I do here with where they do to that radio and being a broadcaster, I deal with a lot of folks, you know, on the accounting side as well. And I would hear a lot of folks talk about, you know, why this happened and why this didn't happen and this, that, and the other. And then when you wrap it all back around with godly principles and solutions, you ask yourself, okay, well, I used to have a friend of mine that he was down and out. He had lost his job. And so he was diligently praying that God send him a job that, you know, they can, you know, provide, you know, get a job so he can support his family. And what had happened was, you know, after diligent prayer and going back and forth, now he went to this same employer about 10 times, applying for the job, making the phone call, showing up, doing everything. He went to this employer 10 times. And on, well, we'll say this, well, he went 10 times. The ninth time, he was, this was like, I'm not going anymore. He had got to the point where it was like, I'm just not going to go back to this person because they're not going to hire me. Now, it was on the ninth time that his faith kind of got broken somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so how he ended up going this last time was someone that he didn't even know that had actually, you know, that he met while he was actually getting ready to fill out another application that gave him some real words of encouragement. And he was able to actually encourage this other person, you know, to stand on their faith. So sometimes when God put that word in you, oh, it'll judge you. That word will govern you and judge you. So it's kind of like he kind of out of the 10th time, when he went back the 10th time, he was about ready to give up, but because he just encouraged someone else, now he's out of obligation, he's kind of got to go. You know, he don't want to sound like a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he went, God blessed him with a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you how we work now. Keep in mind, he prayed, God, let me have a job where I can provide for my family. God provided that. All right, now. He gets the job. Now he's worrying about, oh, Lord, how am I going to get back and forth to work? We don't have means of transportation right now. You know, things have been crazy for us. Now, if God provided you the job, of course he's going to provide you the methods and the means to go there. You might not see it because, see, what he was thinking about was from a circular standpoint. I have no car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so keep in mind, God is surrounding him with godly people, and he's sending them ministering angels around him. So, he ran into another stranger that he did not know that just so happens that agreed. This guy didn't have a job, but he agreed to take this man back and forth to work, you know, until he got on his feet. So,
mm-hmm.
God got the man the job, got him transportation. But just like Moses,
mm-hmm.
he began to complain. I don't have my own car. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And so the case in point of the story is this. You have to also be careful of what you pray for because you just might get it.
That's right.
You just might get it. And, you know, what he will do is he will provide everything that you need, not what you want, what
mm-hmm.
you need to do what you are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always go back to that example because I learn something new every time I examine, you know, that story, because when I first looked at it, I was like, I kind of understood where it was coming from. But then when you think about it outside of everything, it's like, well, you know, God worked that whole thing out. And the only problem was, you know, he was the problem. He was the one that was complaining about not having what he thought he should have. And when he got that, it went to something else.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be specific mm-hmm. when you pray.
Okay.
Because you can't, you know, a lot of women say, I want a husband. You better be specific about what kind of husband you want. Because, I mean, you might get a husband that you don't want once you get be specific. I want a Christian. I want a Holy Ghost filled God send me. I mean, be specific about what you say. I mean, when he said he wanted a job and then kept waiting, because I guess God was saying, well, then how he going to get, well, he come back to me and ask me for a car
mm-hmm.
to get to the job. See, God is not going to force anything on us. He don't even force the prayers.
That's right.
He always gives us a choice in everything that we do, even in how we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he'll give it to us,
mm-hmm.
but we got to ask.
That's right.
We can't just think God is going to throw things on us. He wants us. He gives us free will. He gives us a choice. That's why he gave Satan a choice in heaven, didn't he?
That's
good
right.
or bad.
That's
he
right.
never, from the beginning, forced anything, even on his angels.
That's right.
He even gave them a choice.
He gave them.
And Satan's choice was to do bad.
That's right.
And he was cast out.
That's right.
But see, God will give you a choice even when you pray. When you pray, he's not going to, he knows what you need. God knows what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But he's waiting for you to come and ask him.
That's right.
And then he'll give it to you.
That's right.
But he's not going to force it. He wants you to ask him.
That's right. He wants you to ask. He wants you to be humble. He wants you to understand that he is in control.
That he probably said, that guy probably said, oh, why ain't I got the job I want?
Mm-hmm.
And God's sitting there saying, why don't he come back to me and ask me what
he's called? Exactly. But that, exactly. But it's okay because, I mean, I reflect to that story a lot. I reflect to that story a lot because it's really meant to really encourage us. And keep us where we really need to be. And that's, you know, you're right. We got to be careful what we pray for. We got to be careful.
pray when he, you know, when he gets pregnant. We pray a lot about it. Because I have a son with cerebral palsy, so when I hear people say, Lord, I just pray for my child to be healthy. And I stop back and I say, you know what? What if your child is not healthy? Would you not love that child?
That's right. You still would love them.
You still would love them. So I hate to hear people say, oh, I want a child. As long as they're healthy, I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. But if they're not healthy, what then?
Okay.
And I know God is saying, okay, let me show you. I will give you a handicapped child.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you love them even more. Because you do, because you give so much to those children.
That's right.
But I brought that up just to say that about praying, because I used to say that. Mm-hmm. Nadine, what you want when I was caring? Oh, I just want to make sure they're healthy. Oh, I just got to say, excuse me?
Okay.
So see, we got to watch how we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be healthy, because I want to grow up and play football, I want to this, and that's all I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God said, you know what?
I'm going to
show you.
That's right. I got a plan for you. And that, you know what? That's the awesome thing about it. You know, his plan is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking on one level of what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. But God has other plans and other ideas. He sees us bigger than what we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And our children, too. You know how we always want our children to do what better than us.
That's right.
Like with my daughter just like me in ways, but she's like her father, a laid back and shy,
mm-hmm.
and she's not outspoken like I am,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted her to be, you know, all outspoken and everything, and God said one day, she don't have to be outspoken, you talk enough.
Yeah.
No, he told me that. He said, talk for her then. If she can't talk like that, you talk for her. She's in her comfort zone. Let her be in her comfort zone. She don't have to be like you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, you know, I just love her for the point that she said, Mom, I'm not like you. And she said sometime, Mom, I just wish I could forgive like you forgive. I mean, people can do things to you, Mom, and you just, the next day, you talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, Renee, because when people do things to you and you say you forgive them, you have to act like it never happened.
That's right.
She said, Mom, but that's hard. No, it's not hard. If you can act like it never happened, that means you forgive them. If you say you forgive someone and you're still not speaking to them,
yeah,
you haven't forgiven them.
You're right. That is true.
That's God's test to you, letting you know that, okay, let me see if you forgive them. Can you go around that person and still act like it never happened? And I did that all my life. I was in a household all my life with abuser, but I acted like it never happened. No one could understand that, but I know what God was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt a little different because I was doing it. I said, why don't anybody here understand me?
That's right.
Because I was doing what God wanted me. I acted like it never happened.
That's right. That's right. And you have to realize, you know, it's because God has instilled so much into all of us. When we learn from your book, Only the Strong Survive, he instilled so much strength in you. He saw the best in you. He saw the best.
That blesses me. Yes, he did.
He did. And so he wanted to make sure that as every adversity that was gone through, and again, for all of our listeners who are tuning in at this segment, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. We learned that through your adversity, through all that you went through with these abusers and the different situations that you came, God brought you through because he has a specific purpose and plan for your life. And at this aspect of your life, it makes all the more sense to us, you know, in terms of what's being done. And I think, you know, even with those that have already purchased the book, that has already read Only the Strong Survive, when you get an opportunity to see it on the motion picture, when you get a chance to also read the other two books, which are entitled Only the Strong Survives, True Grit, and Ariana's Revenge, you will walk away understanding that God has put a little bit of himself in all of us.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He has put a little of himself in all of us, and that's the part that he wants all of us to get back in touch with.
Right, because the Holy Spirit that's in us is the one that's why we things stay on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you ever see something just staying on your mind to do and you don't do it,
mm-hmm.
and keep saying, I should do this, I should do that, and you don't do it. That's why the Holy Spirit is always saying, you need to do this. You need, and you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then here come old the enemy. No, you shouldn't. You
mm-hmm.
shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But always remember, God is your first mind. He do not follow Satan.
That's right.
Satan follows him.
Satan follows him. So listeners, y'all, you know, my grandma say, I always follow your first mind.
Now
I know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. Now
mm-hmm.
I know what that means. That's exactly right. Well, we got the listeners definitely locked in. We got a couple of folks that are definitely going online and listening to episodes. And keep in mind, listeners, if you get a chance where if you miss any part of the broadcast, you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/where they do that at radio, live with Miss Nadine Fry. It's in archive files, so you can always catch the broadcast in its entirety. Any time of the day, 24 hours a day, for that matter. It is so true, so true, so true. What I'm going to do, because the Spirit is moving me to do this, I'm going to play another selection, and then we'll come back and go into closing thought and prayer. Matter of fact, since we're talking about the best in me, I think this is an appropriate song that we should play.
Yeah.
Definitely. Again, this is, we encourage you. You can call in and you can press 1 on the dial if you want to definitely talk, you know, to Ms. Fry. The number is 347-934-0318. We're going to play the song entitled The Best in Me, and after that, we're going to come back with more questions, comments, and concerns.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
I can't get no helpers in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see? When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see? What did he see? I said, what did he see? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is my love.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. We know that Amen. God sees the best in all of us, and we all have to come to that saving knowledge of who he is. While that was playing, a scripture comes to mind, going back from what you were saying at the very beginning of the broadcast about, you know, believing in God's word. Matthew 6, verse 30 says, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you mm-hmm. little faith?
Yes, little faith.
We have to know that he's in control. We have to understand and know that he's going to do what he's designed to do, nothing more, nothing less. But be careful of the blessings, because as the adversity piles up, that means he's got a great blessing on the other side if we can pass those tests.
That's right.
Those tests. We got a lot of listeners on the line. We open up for any comments, questions, concerns, anything that you might have heard tonight. We want to hear from you, the listeners. You know, I know we got a lot of young men and women that are out there that are doing so much in their own way to help bring a level of awareness on a lot of the things that we're talking about tonight. Physical and mental abuse is just a prerequisite to what we will be able to do as a large group. And what I mean by that is, understand this here. God has given every man and woman a gift, and this gift is to be used for God's glorification.
Yes.
Now, you know, if a lot of listeners are like me, I'm doing my best, but I'm still a work in progress of trying to use what God has given me and has blessed me with to reach, teach, as well as enlighten as many people as possible on the things that I feel they can utilize to help have a voice where they can be heard and be seen. it just goes even a step further when you know when you're talking about things that are right, mm-hmm. when you are involved with people that are of godly principles, it just makes what you're doing so much easier and so much better. Mm-hmm. And again, we got so many people that can come from this, from every aspect of everything we discussed tonight, and definitely have something to add. Definitely another person that they can definitely reach. Your book is reaching so many, Ms. Fry. I know the movie is going to reach even more.
Yes.
I know with a lot of the young men and women that have, you know, been a part of the broadcast with you and have listened to you and admire you, they will feel honored to definitely be a part of anything that is being done. And for all our listeners that are on the broadcast tonight, we have a treat for you coming up in December 10th.
Yes.
December 10th, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Fry will be in Atlanta, Georgia, an intimate evening with Ms. Fry, which is going to be in at the Queen's Tower, the Westin, which is going to start at 7 p.m., and basically it'll be done by invitation. So all we're asking is that you can reach us, you know, here at the station, and you can call in, you know, anytime during the week at 347-934-0318. You can also dial the toll-free number, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. You can also leave an email. Basically, we're cordially inviting all of you to join Ms. Fry. If you are enjoying what you're hearing tonight and you definitely want to spend an intimate evening with Ms. Fry and all of us, then we welcome you to the Queen's Tower on December 8th at 7 p.m.
Yes, we do, because I want to see some of the people that I've been talking to online.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many people are definitely intuitive with that. And also, for all those who are interested in sending any level of sponsorship or donation, you can also, at the same very number, and which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303, you can definitely leave your name and number, and someone on our staff will contact you. Various interventions, like I said, was already been put in place, so which means that if you want to do a donation or sponsorship, you can actually go to your local Walgreens or CVS, and you'll actually be able to do that with the system has already been put in place. And for those instructions, again, you can give us a call at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Ms. Fry, I'm telling you, every time we're on the air, this is what sets my week off right here.
Me too. I mean, I look forward to it.
I mean,
and it gets me ready. You know, it gives me enough strength to get through the week.
That's right.
Because the enemy comes at you, and you got to get strength.
You got to get strength.
Strength is talking about God's word and telling each other what we can do, and I'll be here for you. And, you know, everybody don't have friends. You know what I'm saying? Somebody you can go to and talk to without hearing it from someone else, or mm-hmm. without them adding another word to something you have said. It's hard to find a friend like that.
That's right.
I know my friend is Jesus. I can tell Jesus anything I want to tell him any hour of night. I can call him up.
All right.
And I won't hear anything negative out of it. And it's hard to find a friend. That's what I'm trying to be, you know, to a lot of my listeners, a friend that they can call at any time and we can talk.
That's right. That's right, because that is so key. That the communication is the key. We have to.
Yes,
talk.
It is.
We're taught as a society not to talk about certain things, and I think that's the biggest part of a lot of the problems that are out there, is that we don't talk enough
exactly.
about the things that are detrimental. Like I keep saying, I will continue to say, we feel that, you know, we are all blessed to be a part of what you're doing with Only the Strong Survive.
I really appreciate that.
My listeners appreciate it. Everyone appreciates that. You are definitely doing what God has called you to do, and you are helping a lot of people, more people than you can even imagine. It's just great to hear these words of inspiration and knowing that a person that has gone through so much can still stand tall and still stand upright for God and be willing to be an example or a level of inspiration to all of us.
That's right. I just want them to get the meaning of the book is forgiveness.
That's right.
Going through but still forgiving, because that person that abused you is not worth you not seeing God.
Amen.
If you think about them, they're not worth it.
Right.
You are not worth me not seeing God. So I have to forgive you in order to see God. He going to take care of you.
That's right.
But I want to see God. And I'm not going to stand before God for what people do to me.
Right.
I'm going to stand before God for what I do to others.
All right. That's right.
So if you keep that in mind, you still treat them good because you know they're going to be taken care of. But do good so that God can say, well done. I just want everybody to know the only strong survive is a book of forgiveness. Because I forgave all those people. I kept going.
That's right. That's right. And that's,
I want to see everybody in heaven one day. I want to see everybody in heaven. I want us to just run through heaven and say, God, we are your survivors.
That's right.
We're praising you. But we won't get there if we have any unforgiveness in our hearts.
That's right. We have to forgive.
And act like it never happened. And that's hard.
It is hard. But with God, nothing's impossible. He'll give us the strength. He definitely will.
A lot of people ask me, say, okay, you say, you know, forgive, but we don't forget. No, he didn't say forget. God only said you have to forgive. He didn't say you have to forget.
Yeah, he did.
Because the reason he wants us to remember it, because he don't want that to come back on us. He wants us to look at that abuser and know, this is a person who's getting ready to abuse me again. I remember the last time.
Mm-hmm.
See, he wants us to have that barrier up. He wants us to know that spirit when it comes on us again. You don't want us to forget that. So don't feel bad when you haven't forgotten about it.
That's right. You're not.
Just forgive and act like it never happened, but don't feel bad that in no way in the Bible do I see. I didn't see he say forget.
No, he didn't say forget. He didn't say forget. He said forgive.
Forgive.
Forgive. You're right.
And because I'm not going to forget it. You're not going to come upon me with that same thing again. If I forget about it, I won't remember what happened to me.
That's right.
And I allow it to happen again.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. That is so true. And again, we got so many people that are being touched, so many more that will be touched. We can't wait for the movie to come out. We're anticipating this every day. We really just enjoy this segment. And again, if you had a chance or if you missed any part of this broadcast, you can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/wheretheydothatatradio. Live with Miss Nadine Fry, and you can catch the entire broadcast in its entirety. We want to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to definitely hear the good news, be a part of all these great things that are taking place. The young lady, Miss Jessica Young, the song Covered by His Blood, she will be actually one of the performers that will actually be with Miss Nadine on December 10th. Awesome programming being put together. We got a couple more artists we're going to reach out and talk to as well. About doing a couple of the things well. So it's going to be a...
And the menu is tremendous.
The menu,
my goodness.
Listeners, they got to, you know what, we got on our next broadcast, I'm just going to say this, look, the menu, look, I don't care what you love to eat, whatever the delicacy is, they got you.
They got it on that menu. Oh, my goodness.
They got it on that menu. So you're going to have good food, good music, and plenty of words of inspiration to take you
mm-hmm.
on. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. Well, we got a little less than 5 minutes, Ms. Fry. So I got another call that just called in. So
let's take the caller.
Let's get him in right quick. Let's get him in. I'm caller number two. Caller number two, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Who we got on the air, man?
What's up, bro? It's your boy, man. He's Southpaw.
Okay. Well, Southpaw, you know how we do it on Nadine Fry show.
My fault. It's Mark, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mark, no better.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Just cool.
Okay.
Preparing for the morning, man.
That's right. That's what you got to do, man. We glad you called in, man. Like I said, we got a lot of great things that are taking place here. You know, we had a lot of good folks calling in. You know, sharing what they was, you know, listening to and chiming in and things of that sort. Man, every time I talk to you, like I say, listeners, you know, this guy here, you know, not only is a hardworking artist, but man, you know, he's a guy. You know, you just gotta talk to the brother, man. But yo, Mark, man, since we got you on the air, man, anything you would like to share with the listeners, you know, with Miss Fry as well, you know, anybody that's out there you would like to just add to what you've been listening to thus far, man?
I mean, me personally, I just look at life like anything you go through. You one or two things. You either a victim or a survivor. And it's up to you really to decide which one you are. Can't nobody else tell you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's either one or the other. There's no in between. And
that's
you
right.
just have to decide and
right.
live life that way.
That's right. That's right. That is true. That is true. Being a young man that, you know, when having, you know, children that you're raising and being involved in the community, just with all the stuff that's been going on, you know, what final thoughts you would kind of want to leave with a lot of the parents that have kids that are, you know, in terms of what they need to do to really stay more, you know, focused on the task at hand?
You know, I mean, be aware, pay attention, you know what I'm saying, and look at them as a blessing and not a burden, you know, because a lot of people, that's what had a lot of stuff tend to happen because people trying to get rid of their kids all the time, and it's vulnerable to different things that they shouldn't be exposed to.
Exactly.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, you have to pay attention to detail.
That's right. That's right. That is. That is.
If you think it is, it's usually what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You ain't involved and ain't talking to them, you won't know.
That's right. That's right.
Personally, man, I got like some boys on my football team. Like I done coached since they was 4 years old, and now they six, and I still don't know what they daddy look like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
It's 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
But it took for me to realize I see them more than their own parents do. I know more about them than their own parents do. Because half of them, almost might just drop them off and come back when practice is over. Or somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
No father.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
And then when the boys get...
Right. And
when the boys is looking
there,
for fathers.
That's right.
And see, that's the thing, like, with me being in a position I'm in, like, I mean, I've been blessed that me and my boys, we got a new house, big backyard. And it's like, I mean, my door open. Like, I don't turn kids away, you know, because you never know what they're going through at home. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And then with the whole Eddie Long situation and all that and the gangs and stuff, I mean, everybody looking for somebody to impress, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
To give them praise and to show them some attention. And they're taking from whoever and to listen or look. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to be aware, man, because it's real. Because what I done went through with my baby boy, I mean, it opened my mind and my eyes to a lot of stuff that people just only think happen on TV.
That's right.
But it's my reality, though.
That's right. But you know what? Just like we were just saying at the beginning of the broadcast, man, everything that God has taken you through is only proving that you are truly one of God's survivors, man.
You know, a lot of my teachers talk about Mark when he called in.
Oh, yeah.
My teachers, they say, well, did you hear what Mark said? He really is an inspiration to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to him. And, you know, I have 18 teachers at that child care center, and they always say, well, did you hear what Mark said? So Mark is really, they're listening to you.
That's right.
They're really listening to him. He's a young man that's taking care of his children and being a father to them. And not only is he being a father to his kids, he's being a father to other kids. And his kids going to be blessed, Mark, because of that. Your children will be blessed because of you.
That's right. And that's, man, that is the key to a lot of what we're talking about. Man, I'll tell you, I wish, Ms. Fry, I wish we had two more hours, man.
We're running out of time.
But I tell you what, Mark, we appreciate you calling in. We want everybody to understand this here. Again, if you're enjoying everything you're hearing tonight, man, look, please get your invitation so you can be involved with The Intimate Eating with Ms. Fry, which is going to be on December 10th. In closing, what you'd like to tell our listeners, Ms. Fry?
Love yourself enough not to let anyone or anything destroy you, and be blessed.
That's right. That is the key. We just say you be blessed. Have God continue to watch over you. We're going to continue to pray for you, and we're going to, you know, allow his work to keep being done. This is what it's about. Remember, you are tuned in live with Ms. Nadine Fry.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and time, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig,